The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hi, this is Larry Wilson for the North Carolina Reading Service, and this is Money Matters. Today's episode of Money Matters is underwritten by the Carter Glass Insurance Agency, serving the community since 1974. They can be reached at 919-781-1973. For the next half hour, I'll be reading to you from Kiplinger.com and Money.com. From Kiplinger.com, five military benefits that vets might not know they've earned. When veterans separate from the armed forces, the U.S. Department of Veteran Affairs, or the VA, provides numerous benefits to ensure that they have the support they need to succeed in their civilian life. However, for veterans managing the many unknowns of this transaction and transition, retaining the full extent of their earned military benefits can be difficult, and many veterans miss out on vital care. To receive monthly VA disability benefits, veterans undergo a complex process that sometimes involves appeals and long wait times for help. Many resources, including All's Up Veterans Disability Appeal Services, are designed to help guide veterans through this process so they don't have to navigate their transition alone. However, outside of the VA's monthly compensation determined by the veteran's disability rating, there are other veterans' accommodations that are not as widely known. The VA offers an extensive range of housing, automobile, education, and other benefits for veterans that can be used to address specific issues without drawing from the veterans' monthly VA compensation. In a 2022 survey of more than 1,000 veterans, conducted by All's Up Veterans Disability Appeal Services, 48% of veterans indicated that they do not currently understand their disability benefit options, and 4 in 10 disagree that they received adequate benefit guidance when leaving the military, even as that same number of veterans struggle with service-related disabilities. Number 1. Adaptive housing grants and loan assistance. Depending on the nature and severity of a veteran's service-connected conditions, they could qualify for assistance in purchasing a house that accommodates their disability or for updating their current home to better meet their needs. The Specially Adapted Housing, or SAH, grant is designated for veterans with certain disabilities to subsidize the cost of buying a house. Qualifying service-connected disabilities include the loss or loss of use of a limb or other conditions that affect a veteran's mobility. For fiscal year 2023, veterans can receive up to $109,986 with the SAH grant to put towards a comfortable and functional home. The VA also offers a special home adaptation grant, which applies to veterans with a wider range of disabilities and allocates up to $22,036 to adapt their current home to their needs. This grant covers accommodations such as installing ramps, making bathrooms accessible, and widening doors. Number 2, automobile and equipment grants. For former service members who struggle with a disability that prevents or impairs their ability to drive, the VA offers an automobile allowance equipment grant. These grants function similarly to the SHA and the SHA grants for veteran housing, and can be used to help a veteran purchase a specially equipped vehicle or apply towards an adaptive type equipment to add safe and necessary accessibility features to their vehicle. These might include power steering, brakes, seats, windows, or lift equipment. These modifications can go a long way in helping veterans with disabilities live more independently. Number 3, clothing allowance. Some veterans have disabilities that require the use of a prosthetic or orthopedic equipment, such as a wheelchair, or skin conditions requiring medicine that damages clothing. In these cases, the VA has an annual clothing allowance that gives veterans money each year to buy new clothes to replace their damaged items. Continually replacing clothing damaged by your prosthetic or skin condition can be frustrating and expensive. Applying for the annual clothing allowance gives veterans added help. Number four, educational benefits and employment readiness. Many veterans are aware of the GI Bill benefits that help cover the cost of higher education after separating from the military. However, the VA also offers personalized education and career counseling to help veterans successfully transition out of their service. Educational counseling can help veterans find a training program or field of study. Career counseling is available for those who are eager to enter the workforce but need guidance navigating the civilian job market. The program provides continual support, including academic and adjustment counseling, to overcome barriers that might limit a veteran's academic success. In addition, for veterans who have a service-connected disability that limits their ability to work, the Veteran Readiness and Employment Program, or VRNE, helps them explore employment options and pursue the necessary education and training to attain their desired career. Number five, temporary disability rating increases. Even for veterans with disabilities who are expected to improve, many are temporarily unable to work as they undergo surgery or hospitalization. In these cases, even if a veteran won't have a long-term disability rating, they can apply to get a temporary increase in their rating while navigating their situation. If they are in a hospital for at least 21 days or immobilized following the surgery for at least a month, they can apply for a temporary 100% disability rating. This provides additional monthly VA compensation that affords veterans the time to heal. For veterans who are managing a severe service-connected disability that is unstable because it hasn't yet been fully treated, applying for a pre-stabilization rating can provide temporary disability compensation and benefits until their situation stabilizes. This allows veterans to focus on what matters most, their health. For veterans with disabilities, VA benefits are designed to make their transition to civilian life as easy as possible, especially when navigating through complex programs with a medical condition. Many armed service members dedicate years of their young adult lives in the service of our nation and incur tragic and life-altering injuries. Healthcare service providers and veterans advocates and support organizations must make an effort to help veterans access the disability support services they need so that they can continue to live comfortable, meaningful, and fulfilling lives after they retire from the military. From Kiplinger.com, plan your funeral as a gift to your kids. It may seem to be inviting bad luck to plan your funeral while you're still in decent health, but you will be doing your family a big favor if they can avoid the emotionally tough decisions immediately after you die. No detail is too small. You can name preferences for a funeral home, eulogist, readings, individuals to invite to a service, and the location of a get-together for mourners. When people are dealing with the loss of a family member, they're not thinking clearly. It's an amazing gift to let your family know what you want, says Abby Snyderman, a co-founder of New York City-based EverPlans, an online platform for the storage of end-of-life information. Topping a funeral planning checklist should be your choice for burial or cremation. Elva Roy, 73, made it clear to her two sons that she wants a direct cremation. A funeral home will deliver the body directly to a crematory, thus eliminating the need for a casket or embalming. Roy says that she found two funeral homes near her home in Arlington, Texas, that will provide the service for less than $1,000, and she has set aside money to pay the tab. A direct cremation is cheaper than a traditional cremation or burial. I don't want to enrich the funeral home, says Roy, who is divorced. I want to leave as much money as possible to my heirs. Rather than a formal memorial service, Roy, a retired manager for a computer services company, told her sons she prefers a small gathering like the ones that took place after other close relatives died. In honor of those relatives, family members gathered in the house of one of her sons, eating barbecue and sharing memories. And even that is not necessary. If my two sons got on the phone and said, "I'm going to miss Mom," that would be good enough, she says. Mark Cook, president of Heritage Financial in Gainesville, Virginia, says he advises clients to draw up end-of-life plans, such as funeral instructions and advanced care directives. Most of my clients will say they don't want to be a burden on their adult children, but they're talking in financial terms, Cook says. I tell them they need to do the same with end-of-life planning to reduce the stress and burden on their kids. Cook, 64, is posting some of his funeral preferences on his EverPlans archive. He wants to be cremated, and he is noting that his memorial service should be in the evening or on the weekend, so people won't have to take off work. He has discussed his plans with his two sons and two stepdaughters, and Cook says it will be up to them to decide what to do with his ashes. The music at Cook's service is important to him. Before he became a financial advisor, he spent many years as a church minister of music. He also is a professional trumpet player. Cook is leaving instructions for hymns and recordings that he would like played at his service, including recordings of classical trumpet. Whoever organizes the memorial service will have some idea of what would be meaningful, he says. Funeral costs, big bash, or simple service? In drawing up your funeral plans, consider the cost. A blowout party to celebrate your life or a burial in a mausoleum will cost considerably more than a modest service or cremation. In any event, leave funds in a payable on death savings account so the executor or beneficiary has immediate access to the money. If people have strong preferences for something expensive, they have no right to expect anyone to pay, says Joshua Slocum, executive director of the Funeral Consumers Alliance, a research and advocacy group in South Burlington, Vermont. Setting aside a reserve for your loved ones is a wise course. If you instead use a prepaid plan in which you sign a contract with the funeral home and pay in advance, you could lose your money if the funeral home goes bankrupt or you move far from that facility's location. Let your loved ones know if keeping down funeral costs is important to you. Funeral homes are businesses, and many directors tried to persuade frazzled heirs to buy high-cost caskets and all the trimmings as evidence of their love for the deceased relative. You don't want your family going to a funeral home and hearing a director say, "You want the best for your mom, don't you?" says Steve Byrne, co-director of the Seattle-based Final Roadmap, a digital repository for users' end-of-life documents and instructions. To help loved ones avoid making rash decisions, you can do some homework for them by visiting or calling several funeral homes and asking for price lists, Slocum says. Costs for the same services and merchandise, such as cremations and caskets, can vary widely, even in the same community. I urge people to do this before death is knocking on the door, Slocum says. Advising on even small details can ease loved ones' distress. A person who wants to be cremated or who does not want a visitation or viewing can leave instructions to forego a casket or buy an inexpensive one. Although costs can change by the time you die, you can give your loved ones price lists and your recommendations. For guidance in thinking through your preferences, ever plans, and final roadmap, provide information and checklist on funeral planning. EverPlans charges $75 a year, while Final Roadmap charges the one-time fee of $249. EverPlans, for instance, offers a list of possible venues for a service, such as a religious place of worship, a funeral home, a cemetery chapel, someone's home, or a park. Individuals might note that they prefer a large service or an intimate gathering for close friends and family. EverPlans website also provides sections for obituary details and a list of charities or causes to which people can donate in your honor. EverPlan users are asked to name at least one deputy who has access to the information. The plan is worth nothing if no one knows about it, says EverPlan's Slatterman. We urge people to sit down with their family and let them know what they want. Burn 61 of Final Roadmap doesn't want a funeral after he dies. His own Final Roadmap, he says, notes that his organs are to be donated before he's cremated. He has left a list of friends and past co-workers he would like to have invited to a party at a bar. I want my ashes on the bar so I can be toasted, he says. I want people to tell stories. Although Byrne would like the music played to be 1970s classic rock, he says he would understand if people do not want to hear Led Zeppelin's Stairway to Heaven. From Kiplinger.com, a heat pump or solar panels, which give more energy savings? Which is best for energy savings, a heat pump or solar panels? Both can improve your home's efficiency, your energy efficiency, reduce your carbon footprint, and crucially save you money on your energy bills. Heat pumps use electricity to extract heat from the air and pump it into your home. This thermal energy can be used to heat your water supply and keep your home warm. They produce so much thermal energy that they dramatically can reduce your dependence on your energy supplier and save you money on your energy bills. Meanwhile, solar panels generate electricity, which can be used to help power the electrical systems in your home. Since the passage of the Inflation Reduction Act, Americans also have access to generous tax credits that can reduce the cost of these energy smart home improvements. Below we'll read from the colleagues at the Money Edit who have put heat pumps versus solar panels in a head-to-head test. Pros of heat pumps. Heat pumps emit no carbon dioxide, nitrogen dioxide, or particulates. They also help to improve the air quality both inside and outside the home. Heat pumps are much more efficient than gas boilers and produce three or four times the energy they use. Heat pumps are reliable, require little maintenance, and may last 20 years or more before they need replacing. And the Inflation Reduction Act offers a $2,000 tax credit towards the installation of electric or natural gas heat pumps, water heaters, electric or natural gas heat pumps, and biomass stoves and boilers. The cons of a heat pump. Heat pumps also have several downsides. An air source heat pump costs between $2,500 to $10,000, with an average cost of $5,500, according to Forbes. Even with the government's $2,000 tax credit, the system could still cost you a pretty penny up front before energy savings come into play over the life of the heat pump. Heat pumps use electricity and are therefore pricey to run. Remember, electricity is three to four times more expensive than a gas per unit, so energy bills can actually increase after getting rid of a boiler. Heat pumps only produce heat and cannot generate electricity, so it can only provide energy for certain systems within your home. Heat pumps do not warm a home as quickly as a gas boiler. Naturally cold homes will especially heat up much more slowly. Heat pumps can be awkward to install in homes with combination boilers, which will need to find space for a hot water cylinder. Heat pumps can be noisy due to their fans. The manufacturers are working to make them quieter. Some homes do not have suitable outside space for a pump. The pros of solar panels. Since 2010, the cost of solar panels have fallen by more than 60%, according to the Solar Energy Industries Association. There are lots of positives to installing solar panels. Solar panels could reduce your annual energy bill by $1,500 per year, according to Forbes. Solar panels now pay for themselves within 8 years, offering 17 to 22 years of energy savings over the life of the system. Solar panels also allow you to generate most of your electricity for lights and appliances. And solar panels can also power an electric car. You'll need an average of 5 to 12 solar panels to charge your vehicle, according to solar.com. You can sell electricity back to the grid or an energy supplier. Over 40 states allow for some kind of net metering, according to Smart Asset. The translation, households that generate electricity through residential solar projects can receive checks from the power companies for excess energy sent to the grid. Solar panel systems are easy to fit, even into older homes. Innovations mean you no longer have to put up with the ugly black glass. Well, what are the cons of solar panels? The cost of a solar panel system on an average-sized house in the U.S. ranges from $11,144 to $14,696 after solar credits. The cost of a battery, which you'll need to use your solar energy at night or when the sun doesn't shine, will add anything from $213 to $13,000 to overall installation cost, according to Solar Reviews. Solar power won't quite cut it when it comes to heating. You can easily generate most of your electricity for lights and appliances, but add heating and it gets tricky. Put simply, thermal panels are limited when the sun isn't constantly shining, so you need an extra source of hot water to help. The verdict? There are similar installation costs, but solar panels will save you more money overall. Of course, you can save even more money and carbon by combining solar panels with an electric car, battery, or heat pump. Ultimately, before choosing between a heat pump and a solar panel, consider if it's thermal energy or electricity you want to generate, how much energy you want to generate, what uses you want to put to it, how long you want your renewable energy system to last, and lastly, how much you can afford to pay up front and essentially invest in your home. And our last article is from Money.com. What is an ACH transfer? An ACH transfer is an electric money transfer processed through the automated clearinghouse or ACH network. Consumers commonly use ACH transfers as a secure way to receive their pay with direct deposit or set up recurrent payments for subscription services. Businesses, on the other hand, use ACH Network's batch processing system to pay vendors or receive payments from customers and facilitate payroll and tax refund deposits. The National Automated Clearing Association oversees the ACH network and sets operating rules and guidelines for every ACH payment. Types of ACH transfers, also known as direct deposit, direct payment, direct debit, electronic funds transfers, or an electronic check or e-check, ACH transfers are a quick and easy way to make or receive payments. There are two types of ACH transfers, direct deposits and direct payments. With ACH direct deposits, electronic payments are made directly into your bank account. Direct deposits can be used to receive paychecks, pension 401k disbursements, Social Security wages, tax and other refunds, travel and expense reimbursements, annuities, dividends, and interest payments. ACH direct payments. With direct payment, individuals, businesses, and other organizations can pay or receive payment for any type of service or bill electronically. For example, Netflix uses the ACH network to withdraw money from your account each month. This debit will appear on your bank statement as an ACH debit, while the person or company receiving the funds will see it as an ACH credit. You can also use ACH direct payments to send money to a friend via Venmo or Zelle, pay your monthly bills, make a donation to a charity of your choice, pay your tuition, pay your mortgage, pay HOA payments, fund an investment account, automatically pay your car loan. The benefits of an ACH transfer. ACH transfers make paying bills or receiving money less complicated and time-consuming than writing or mailing a check. That's why, according to the National Association for ACH Processing, tens of millions of Americans use the ACH network. In 2021, the ACH network processed more than 29 billion payments. The convenience. ACH payments are quicker and easier for consumers and businesses. Direct deposit and online bill pay mean fewer paper checks and trips to the bank. Sending and receiving funds through the ACH network is also usually quick. The cost. ACH transactions are often free. Banks, credit unions, and employers don't charge their clients to receive direct deposits. However, this doesn't mean that ACH transactions don't have a cost. The cost of processing the ACH transfer will depend on the bank and the type of transfer. Your bank may charge you a fee, usually a few dollars, to move money from your checking account to an account at a different bank. How long does it take for these transfers to occur? There's a next-day ACH process in which the settlement of all transactions for the day is processed the following day, and there are also same-day ACH transactions available. And we will edit the remainder of this article due to time constraints. We've run out of time for today's episode of Money Matters. I hope you've enjoyed it, and I hope you'll be sure and listen to us next time. I'm Larry Wilson, reading on behalf of the North Carolina Reading Service. Today's episode of Money Matters is underwritten by the Carter Glass Insurance Agency, serving the community since 1974. They can be reached at 919-781-1973. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Money Matters is available as a podcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org. If you have any comments or questions, please call us 919-832-5138. Thank you for listening to the North Carolina Reading Service.